This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. Now, brothers and sisters, one very important thing as far as i'tikaf is concerned, especially I'm saying about i'tikaf, because it will, if we don't pay attention, this is one thing which has the potential of ruining the benefit of all good that we do. And that is ikhlasun niyya, the sincerity of the intention, and staying far away from riya, from showing off. So please understand this very clearly. You are making i'tikaf for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the extent possible, keep it secret. Don't tell people, I will be in i'tikaf from so-and-so date to so-and-so. No. Your family, of course, they will know because you are going. But other than that, do not try as far as possible not to make this into a public statement. As far as your email and so on is concerned, just put a regular vacation notice or something on it. That's more than enough. Don't talk about going for i'tikaf. Very important for this. Second important thing is, what will you do with your phones? Please shut them off. Shut them off. Have one time in the evening or something, or morning, whatever you like, where you will turn it on and you will listen to whatever emergency messages they might be. There will be a million messages. Don't respond to any of them. Do not respond to any of them. Put a holiday notice so that people, they know you are not there. And only if there is an emergency message, then respond to that. Other than that, don't respond. No, don't respond to emails, don't respond to your phone messages, and so on and so forth. I know it is difficult, but that is the whole part of the detoxification process. We all need it, believe me. Believe me, we all need it. There is no one who is today free from this addiction to the phone, to the media. And very, very importantly, do not even go near social media. Through that entire period of i'tikaf, I have said this a million times, get out of Facebook. Get out of Facebook. No excuse. Just get out of Facebook. Remember, there was a world in the very recent past where there was no Facebook. And the world lived very happily. So stay out and get out and don't get back into Facebook. But other than that, even other things, WhatsApp, this app, whatnot, through that entire i'tikaf period, don't touch it. Deal only with emergency messages. What you must do is, of course, in terms of, as I said, take notes and keep notes on your own spiritual development, on what is happening to you spiritually. Do that. Now, in some masajid, there may be lectures and so on. There might be some other, activity, religious activity. As a mu'takif, if it is purely a religious activity, as in a religious lecture, then you are permitted to take part in it. But if it's anything else, you are not, as a mu'takif, permitted to take part in that religious activity. So don't go into that, or so-called religious activity. For example, masajid may have some other, iftar party or something, or iftar get-together and whatnot. Stay out of that. Do not go into that, because as a mu'takif, it is not permissible for you to participate in that. You do your own iftar in your i'tikaf cubicle or by yourself, but don't go into that. As far as the religious lecture, yes, you can sit and listen to any discourse, any waaz and ma'awidah, no problem, inshallah. But stay out of everything else. Right? You are not even, while you are in i'tikaf, you are not even permitted to take part in a salatul janazah if it is outside the masjid. Because it's a fardh kifayah. It's not fardh on you personally. So even that you are not allowed to do. So forget about anything else. Make sure that you do not contaminate your i'tikaf by doing things which are not permitted. And very important, the hudud of the masjid. Make sure when you go there, you ask people, you ask the imam of the masjid, what is the had, what are the boundaries of the masjid. for itikaf and stay inside that. There should be no reason to go outside unless, for example, if the toilet is outside or something like that, or you go outside to get some food. Other than that, to leave the boundary of the itikaf, your itikaf is broken. So you please don't do that. If you break your itikaf, you will have to come back in a state of fasting and complete those days. So don't put yourself into that. We ask Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.